Page 40. Listening. Exercise 6. Listen to part 2 and decide if the statements below are true or false. Part 2.
Our first stop is Dublin, Ireland. One young Irishman had been out of a job for so long that he gave himself a name, Jobless Paddy. One day, he suddenly had an idea. If he bought a billboard, he could reach so many people and maybe someone would give him a job. So he spent all his savings on a gigantic billboard on a busy street. The billboard begged employers to hire him so that he wouldn't have to leave the country to find a job. That got him lots of attention, including interviews and job offers. Now he has the job of his dreams, working as a communications executive. Our next stop is Hertfordshire, England, where communications student Katie Oldham knew that if she wanted to get her dream job at Cosmopolitan magazine, she'd have to do something extremely special. First of all, she built a website all about herself. But how could she make the editors at Cosmopolitan read it? Well, she got a bakery to make her some beautiful cupcakes and took them to the magazine's offices. But these were no ordinary cupcakes. The icing had her QR code on it. The idea was that the editors would scan the cupcakes with their mobile phones and be directed to her website. Then they would read it while they were enjoying the cupcakes. Well, they were so impressed with her delicious job application that they hired her.